Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. You smell anything, Scott? Smell that aroma? We just get Chad Jordan on the phone here, and I have to admit, I am really addicted to popcorn. Earl Robinson and I were once judges for the best popcorn, and that's one of the reasons I don't go down Turner Street every day to go to Sport Magazine. Our guest, Chad Jordan, owner of Cravings Gourmet Popcorn in Old Town. Hello, Chad. How are you?
Hello, Jack. How you doing?
Just fine. Hey, I want to talk to you about something I think is pretty important, not just the aroma of your popcorn, and that is Gateway Community Services, a partnership, and a safe zone for kids. What does that mean?
A safe zone for kids is a great program. Basically, it's a safety net for kids who are in trouble or who are homeless or don't have somewhere to go, or they could be in an abusive environment. There are several businesses around town where they can go into that business and ask for help. We're partnering up with Gateway. We just did that today. And if there's a kid that comes in, they can say, you know what, I'm in trouble, I need some help. Can you help me out? We've got pamphlets and some phone numbers and
great,
some resources for them, and then we can immediately call someone who is an expert and get them some help.
How many places like this are there in the city of Lansing, and how did you get involved with it?
Well, there's actually a nice list of businesses in Lansing. We just happen to be the only business in Old Town that is a safe zone for kids. I would say there's probably about 20 or 25 businesses that are participating. I actually just got involved through some Facebook friends that kind of put me in contact with Gateway, and I kind of did a little research and thought, you know, this is a perfect way to be a help within the community, and I thought it was a good idea, and I just made a few phone calls, and we made it happen.
If you don't know where Cravings Gourmet Popcorn is, it's 1220 Turner Street in Lansing. As you're heading down Grand River and you turn right onto Turner, just follow your nose. The door is almost always open when weather conditions permit. And, Chad, I have to tell you, that gives you somewhat of a strategic marketing advantage.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, you may not like popcorn, but your nose is going to take you right to the store, and I bet you that we can find some popcorn there that you're going to love and become addicted to.
All right. Now, is this one of these small businesses where you followed your dream? You had always loved popcorn, or how did you get involved in the popcorn sales?
You know what? That's absolutely exactly the way it happened. I've always loved popcorn, and the fact of the matter is that like a lot of entrepreneurs, I hate working for other people. And so, you know, if you're the type of person that loves to put ideas on paper and then execute those ideas, you know, that's the kind of person that I am, and that's why I got involved in popcorn. I've always loved popcorn since I was a kid.
Well, you've been involved in other things besides popping. You've been involved in athletics too, right?
Absolutely. I've been a high school or youth football coach for the last 18 years.
Wow.
So right now I'm coaching fourth and fifth graders in Okemos.
Chad Jordan, our guest from Cravings Gourmet Popcorn on Ebling and You. And in terms of people say, well, you know, it's popcorn. What can you do to popcorn? Well, stop by and you'll find out. Tell us about some of the things that you can do to make popcorn unique and distinctive.
Well, let me tell you something brand new that we're doing this fall. And it hasn't been announced yet, but there's a strong possibility that Uncle John's Cider Mill may be carrying some of our popcorn.
Really?
The reason why,
okay,
is because we made an apple cider cinnamon popcorn that is made with real Uncle John's cider. It is cooked into the popcorn, and it is phenomenal.
Now, I love Uncle John's Cider Mill. I go out there every fall. It's one of my rituals. And if they are carrying your popcorn, any chance you're going to carry some cider to go along with all those distinctive sodas that you carry?
Well, we haven't talked about that, but it does sound like a great idea.
Sounds like cider and popcorn go together, Scott.
Cider and popcorn, absolutely.
Now, in terms of popcorn for games. A lot of people like something a little bit different. They like to stand out at a tailgate. Can you tell people a little bit about that operation, and can people come and get popcorn kind of custom made for their tailgates on Saturdays?
Absolutely. We have probably about 13 to 14 different varieties of popcorn that people can buy, and we can give you a bag that's, you know, a bag for one or two people, or we can give you a bag that's 5 gallons of popcorn that'll feed 30 or 40. So popcorn for tailgating is a perfect match, and there's so many varieties, you're bound to make, you know, everybody.
Do you ever find that when people get popcorn and try to take it into a stadium, that there's any resistance?
Well, you know what? I've never. I always tell people to hide your popcorn, and then and then take a picture of it once you're inside, and put it on Facebook or Twitter for the world to see. So that's what I always tell people. We want to make sure that we get it in. Don't be so brave just to carry it around in your hand on the way in. Hide it on the way in, and then show the world while you're in there.
Popcorn smuggling, I love it.
I love it, yeah.
Fred Heumann, WLNS-TV, is famous for getting into a game and bribing the usher to get a much better seat. I'm guessing the same thing would work if you just put a small sample of the popcorn and you slipped it to the usher when you came through. They let you right in.
You know, the popcorn has a lot of power. It wouldn't surprise me.
All right, let's talk about this summer and some of the things that have gone on in Old Town. It's been a very busy place. And Jazz Fest was one thing that you guys had to shut down, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we were extremely busy on Friday and Saturday for Jazz Fest. We were so busy that we decided that we were going to close the store on Sunday and Monday just to get the store back in order so we can refill our inventory and get some fresh popcorn for our customers.
All right, let's recap this idea of the safe zone for kids, because this is important stuff. And
yep.
We can joke about the popcorn and how great it is, but this is something I think the community needs to be aware of. And you say there are many of these zones around the city, but this is one in Old Town. And tell us again where you're located in case someone has been in a spaceship for the last year.
Right. So we're on 1220 Turner Street. It's right off of Grand River. We're next to some very well-known businesses such as the Creole Gallery and Mama Bear's Cafe. We're very happy and proud to be a safe zone for kids. Business. We think it's important that all businesses do their part to serve the community and make the community a better place.
Sounds great. We'll be by to see you very soon.
Look forward to seeing you, Jack.
All right. That's Chad Jordan, Cravings Gourmet Popcorn. I think we have a road trip ahead, Scott. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.